Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. All right, people, you know, where do you want to start with this? It's so absolutely out of control right now. Actually, it's in control. What we are seeing now with everything pretty much across the board is exactly what you would expect to see in this kind of an environment. And let me just bring something to your attention just real quick. A lot of you did not believe that this $95 billion weapons package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan was going to pass the Senate. Well, it did. Okay. And it's now waiting for an illustrious, beautiful man of a president to sign it. This is not going to stop. Some of you appear to be locked in some kind of a delusion. You don't understand what's happening. For those of you that didn't believe this was going to happen after it passed the House, what do you think is actually going on? I really have to ask that question. Do you believe, honestly, that any of this is for your benefit? No. Everything that we are seeing here proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything we've been covering for years is true. And in case you were wondering, this is not the end. This is just another installment on top of what we've already done, what you've already done. And this mechanism here is so, I don't even know the word for it here. We don't have the cash for this or anything else. Where does this cash come from? You have to look at the bigger picture. Being that we don't have this $95 billion or anything to fund anything right now, it comes directly from the Federal Reserve. And it gets better than that. What did we just find out yesterday? The Treasury and the Federal Reserve are about to do something they haven't done in two decades. The Federal Reserve is going to start buying back treasuries from the U.S. Treasury here. What does this do? The mechanism, again, is very simple to understand for those of you that don't get it, that still believe in a system that is dead, okay? The mechanism here is to inflate. I've been telling you this for I don't know how freaking long here. And they're going to do things. I've been telling you the exact words and you're going to hear right now. They're going to do things to us moving forward that you can't even imagine, dream about, fantasize about, or whatever it might be. Any mechanism possible to pull more cash into the now to allow central banks to inflate is going to be utilized against you to make, in this case, the Federal Reserve even stronger. You know how this works, people, but I'm going to tell you in case you need another wake-up call. Every single dollar that a central bank, in this case the Fed, is called on to issue or allowed to issue makes them stronger, not weaker. We have a state of affairs here in the United States and around the world, which is allowing central banks to finish what they started. And I've been telling you this again for 10 years, to become the lenders and buyers of last resort. Let's talk about last resort. The fact right now that the Federal Reserve is now going to be buying back treasuries from the Treasury is a last resort effort to allow them to finish their end game. And we lose. We lose. Again, all this cash created out of nothing, it's massively purchasing power or currency value negative. And that means you lose. How do I say this another way? And when you see what happened the other day with the smackdown with regard to gold and silver, that's part of the game too. Right now, this morning, gold and silver are under pressure yet again. Does that mean that you're going to deviate from our plan here to bet against the debt, to become our own central banks? I sincerely hope not. If you realize that we have now entered a new phase of hyper debt, forget about, you know, anything else. We are obviously in a mechanism here that's going to continue to go on and on and on of hyper debt. You need to be on the opposite side of that trade. And the only way to do that is to be in wealth units, at least in my view here. Hard assets, and of course, I still believe that you need to be diversified in this environment. Now, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. I cannot imagine a better way to bet against the debt and become your own central bank, which I've been telling you for 10 years, longer than that, to be holding massively suppressed assets. And in my view, that is these two, more specifically silver. You all know that. Okay, I don't sell this stuff. And, you know, I'm telling you what I believe. If you're allowed to think what you think as well. Now, I believe this is going to lead to, as you well know, a meltdown in the debt market that is going to be epic. Epic. Beyond anyone's wildest dreams. It's going to spin people's heads around like The Exorcist. Cash is going to bleed out of the debt market and put massive pressure on the stock market. And cash is just going to move. It's going to move into commodities. It's going to move to other assets. I also believe it's going to move into cryptocurrencies. And with regard to Bitcoin, because I keep getting questions about this here, multiples higher. How do I say this another way? Because I've been telling you this for I don't know how freaking long. Bitcoin today is sitting at about 66,000. Multiples higher on top of that. Okay, that's where Bitcoin is going. With regard to gold and silver, you know my take on that. We are going to get parity between the Dow Jones Industrial Average and gold. 1-to-1 ratio. Okay, where's the bottom here of the Dow? We don't know. We just know it's much, much lower than we are now. It could be 6,000. Could be 8,000. Okay, that means we're going to get gold 6 or 8,000 and a 10 or 15-to-1 ratio with regard to silver. Period. That's where we're going. Now, this market here isn't happy this morning, and the 10-year yield is ticking higher after it just fell because the European Central Bank, as you all know, we covered it right here, said there's going to be multiple rate cuts this year. Market loved that. This seems to be what they're doing, these central banks, is playing the game. European Central Bank governors, this was the other day, are sticking to their plan for multiple rate cuts. Okay. This seems to have changed this morning. ECB's June rate cut, and they're telling you there's going to be one in June, may not be followed up by another one. Now, we went from multiple to, you know, one and maybe some other ones, and the market is not liking that. So what you're seeing now is a sell-off in the debt market. Again, 10-year yield higher, dollar higher on a relative strength basis. The MMRI now is over 305, okay, just barely, but this is not good, okay? Risk in this market is very bad. In fact, this is what I would call extreme. You see how I labeled this for you? Extreme, color-coded. I got numbers here for you. This is free to everybody. I made it free because I want people to have access to information, okay? Information is power. Anyway, link in the description of this video. And as I said, I would not blame a single person out here for getting out of this market today. We have a situation of hyper debt that we cannot possibly believe. We have a situation here which tells me the Fed is literally in their endgame. This is a last resort effort with the Federal Reserve now buying back treasuries here. We're broke. We are absolutely broke, and we're going to be more broke here on the back of this here. This long-awaited aid, long-awaited, what did they do? They put on a big show for you. All the pretty lights over the skies of Israel. One reported injury. Real-time jet cockpit footage here. It made it real exciting for you. And then, of course, you know, Israel hit Iran. Apparently nothing happened over there. But, you know, this is all a big show to sell you this so our loving, caring representatives could rape you more than you're already being raped. Do you see what I'm talking about? This is a con job of the highest possible order. Let me say this another way, people. Maybe we're already in a black hole of epic proportions with regard to debt and a full-blown liquidity crisis. This black hole just got worse. I don't know another way to put it. It just got bigger. And on the back of, again, the Treasury buyback program, Federal Reserve. It's amazing how this is being sold to the people. They're not being told how this works. If you're watching CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox, they're talking about, they are saying, oh, there's this Treasury buyback, but they're not telling you who's buying the debt. They can't. They can't tell people, hold on a minute. You mean the Federal Reserve is buying back more debt? This is a last resort effort, people, in my opinion. And this is going to get worse from here. So what do you want to do about it? You got to be betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank. If you are not prepared for what is coming, I don't know the way to put this, you're just absolutely done. You're done in every way. And that's what they're trying to do. They're creating a slave system, dependency on the system here, a neo-feudal system. It's everything that we've talked about for 10 years. I mean, you want to talk about people, you and I, who have nailed this to the wall from years ago? Well, here it is. Here it is. All those people, Greg, where's the collapse? All they're doing, these imbeciles, is looking at the stock market, which you and I said is going to go higher and higher and higher. Record high, record high, record high, record high. I've been called Greg Permabullerino now for I don't know how long. I am not a permabull. I am looking at market risk. And as I said, I wouldn't blame a single one of you for getting out of this. This isn't a market. This is a freak show beyond freak shows. Anyway, look. That's my take on this. I have not closed my positions yet. I still remain long this market. I am actually looking for opportunity to get in here more. I believe we're going to see rate cuts coming forward, despite what the European Central Bank just said here. That multiple cuts. This was yesterday. Now today they changed their mind. Maybe just one in June. I mean, make this stuff up. It's the same game. That's what they do. These central bankers, they go back and forth and back and forth. We've seen this multiple times, you and me, trying to keep the market off balance, not allowing the market to really figure out what's going on. But we already know what's going on. More easy money. You need more proof? Why is the Fed buying back treasuries here? It's about easy money. And we haven't seen anything yet. If you think that this hyper debt situation that we are in, which means we are in a full-blown liquidity crisis, as you want, it's all linked together. Debt, liquidity, same thing, just different wording here. We are going to face a liquidity crisis of epic proportions, of biblical proportions. That's fact. And they're setting us all up right now. And talking about setting us up here, in case you were wondering again, anyway, just real quick, where did I put this here? As I said, for those of you that did not believe this was going to pass the Senate, well, are you starting to see the light yet? Do you still believe that one party has your best interest in mind here? No, they don't. They have the corporate agenda and the Federal Reserve's best interest in mind. You are nothing. Nothing. We have no representation anymore, people. They do what they want. And you... You're going to take it deep, dry. All right, look, this guy is, I'm going to get out of here, people. I think I covered enough with you here. Please let me know what you think about this. Are you surprised about what you're seeing here? Do you actually imagine this is going to get any better anytime soon, no matter what freak they put behind the Resolute desk? Oh, man, I tell you. All right, people, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I'm glad to see more people participating there. I hope to see you there later. Let's cover some stuff here. Have some questions ready for me. And I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do. We're going to get through this, okay? To the best of our ability, we're going to stay ahead of the curve. That's been my promise to all of you for years now. And I will, if I have to triple my efforts from here to keep all of you on top of what's going on, that's what I'm going to do. There's just no doubt about it. All right. Love you a lot. See you later. Until I see you later, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.